scripture is from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 through 20. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. This is God's word for God's people. And it is my prayer at this time, Heavenly Father, that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. Well, we've been taking a look recently at how God sees us, at what our relationship is to Him on our behalf. And we talked a little while ago about how God is our Father and we are His children. And we talked about the fact that we are friends with Jesus. Jesus called us His friends. But now here He's telling us a couple other things about us. For one thing, we are temples of the Holy Spirit. Had you ever really considered yourself to be a temple of the Holy Spirit? Because God lives within us. I mean, the temple in ancient Israel was built and considered at that time to be God's house. We often look and think about the church as being God's house, don't we? The church, the brick and mortar church, as being God's house. I remember when Ruby was very small, we were in church and a little early as we tended to be, and we were kind of talking about things, and I don't remember exactly how it came up, but I was explaining to Ruby the fact that we think of the church building, as being God's house. And I remember her in her so wise little, she was probably 2 or 3 years old and so much wiser than me, saying, "Daddy, God doesn't live in the church. He lives here." And we need to remember that because it's something we forget. We are His house. He lives within us. His Holy Spirit that He has given to us lives within us in a very real way. And this is a really amazing thing. I never noticed this until it was pointed out to me not too long ago. But if you look back in the Old Testament, it talks about the Spirit of God. So, you know, the Holy Spirit's really not just a New Testament thing. The Holy Spirit is spoken of in the Old Testament. But interestingly enough, the Holy Spirit did not dwell within people in the Old Testament. It wasn't until Pentecost that the Holy Spirit came and indwelt the early Christians. In the Old Testament, you hear about, you know, King David is walking around doing his thing, and the Spirit of God was with him. And the Spirit of God was with the prophets, but the Spirit of God was not within them as He is within us today. I think that makes us a little extra special as Christians, as God's people. It reminds us here also that you are not your own. You were bought at a price. We are the property of God, not just the real estate, but the property. We belong to Him. He has purchased us out of the bondage of slavery with the blood of His own Son. We are certainly thankful for the fact that we've been forgiven, but do we really ever really consider the fact that we belong to Him, that we are His? We call Him Lord. That is a reflection on that. The fact that He's the boss. Sometimes we like to forget that part about Him being Lord. We're happy to have a Savior, but we're not always happy to have a Lord, because a Lord tells us what to do. A Lord directs us in our lives to do the things that He needs for us to do. And there are things that we need to do for Him. What specifically some of those things may be in your life, I'm not here to tell you. But we do need to remember that we are here for Him. 1 Peter chapter 2. Verses 9 and 10 says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." A chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. You see, in the Old Testament, God's people was the nation of Israel. We always refer, a lot of times when we think of God's people, we're talking about Israel. But we need to remember, in this age of the church, it is the church who is God's chosen people. Israel still is. He has not abandoned Israel by any means. But we as the church are a part of that. A people belonging to God. And here's the reason. that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. First and foremost, that is what we are for, to praise God. And to be honest with you, we have a lot to praise him for. We've been taken out of the darkness. As I said before, we've been taken out of that bondage from sin. And sometimes we forget that. When was the last time you gave thanks for your salvation? We give thanks for many things, at least on Sundays. You know, we give thanks certainly in our meals. But when was the last time you were really thankful for your salvation? When was the last time you thought about what the alternative would be? Do we remember to do that every day? I gotta admit, I fall short in that sometimes. Once we were not a people, but now we are the people of God. We're part of a nation. It was something we were talking about the other day. I don't remember how it came up. But we were talking about the world and how we are not of the world, but we're in it. You see, the world has its own king. The world has its own prince, the devil. He's in charge of the world. If anybody ever asks you, why is the world so messed up? That's why. But we're not part of that world. We are part of a nation within, and our ruler, our Lord, our King is God. No matter what worldly nation it is we live in, we belong to him. We work for him. You see, in the olden days, it was the regular people would work for a lord. Most people didn't own property. They would have been given a plot of land to build their house and to farm for a lord in exchange for protection. They would give X amount of whatever it is they produce to the household, to the Lord's household. They would work for him. And we do that for God because he is our Lord, because we belong to him. Once we had not received mercy, but now we have received mercy. God watches out for us. He takes care of us. He has taken us out of that darkness that we were once in and brought us into his wonderful light. I'm so thankful for that today, that wonderful light, that salvation. It frightens me sometimes to think of the alternative. And I think that is something I need to be more thankful for and more aware of in my own life. I know where I was headed once. And as much as I would like to forget about that, I can't. We have been paid for. We are property. We belong to God. He sends us where he would send us. He has us do what he would have us do. And we sometimes forget that. If we remember our Sunday school days, the story of Jonah. God was sending him somewhere and he said no. So God did what it took to get him to go where he would have him go. Our lives are not our own. Let us not forget that our main job in belonging to God is to declare the praise of him, to give thanks, to tell other people. What better way to praise him than, you know, coming to church on Sunday and singing hymns? That's one way to praise him. But another way to praise him, and let us not forget this, another way to praise him is to tell other people about what he has done for us, to share the love he has for us with other people. It's one of the things I like so much about working in prison ministry is just seeing that in these guys, these men who know what they've been forgiven for. And I don't think they stop praising God. And I think that they know that they're his property and they're so happy to be in worship and they're so happy to tell other people about it. What joy, what peace to know that we are in the light, to know that we are out of the bonds we were in, to know that we belong to God. Amen.
Who can live in your sanctuary? Oh Lord, who can walk on your...
This program has been copyrighted under the Creative Commons Attributes Non-Commercial Share Alike License. For additional information about Faith Community Christian Church, or to contact Pastor Colin, please visit our website at www.faithc3.org.
Thank you. benediction is the good and final word, and we put that at the end so that we don't miss what came in front of it. And I can think of no better way right now than, as the song says, to give him the glory for the great things he has done. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. We thank you first and foremost for our salvation, for taking us from the bondage of slavery and setting us free, free to be yours. We thank you for the price you paid for us, because it was more than we could ever afford. Only you, who made and has all things, could pay that price. And so we thank you. We praise your name. We give you all the glory for all the things you have done. Amen. This service is over. Your service may now begin. Go from this place and be blessed. Amen.